Just heard the song Now You're in the Mirror by Viper Creek Club, right off of their Hot Lights EP, which is, by the way, available now. For more information, vipercreekclub.com. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the hour, we're going to be talking with Nate from In the Whale. We're going to be talking about crazy things like house parties and, of course, barbecuing. I know you're excited. I'm excited too. Let's kick off this next set with Red Wanting Blue and their song Audition. You may remember Red Wanting Blue from a show I did with them, I would say about 2-3 months ago. But I'll tell you what, I'll put the link on the show so you can go relive that magic. For more information on Red Wanting Blue, make sure to catch them, redwantingblue.com. Here they are with Audition.
So you're off in Neverland, couldn't wait for Peter Pan. Do you know it's never the same when you're on your own? And do you miss me and think about all the times you could have kissed me but never made a move? Neither did I. But put the cards drizzled with crayon and letters on Valentine's Day just to say hello. Were you too shy to say what I wanted so badly to know? And by the way, Veruca, do you remember flying to I stand up late waiting for God help.
I'm just a friend.
I want a larger role.
I'm just a friend.
I never told you though.
I'm just a friend.
Well, cast me in your show. I want to take back all the times I never told you.
I'll be there for you.
And take back all the times I couldn't hold you.
I'll be there for you.
The Saturday night premiere for your career. Tell me how you're disillusioned about all the makeup and what they make you wear. Did they
cut your hair and all the lipstick. It's a little much on your lips. I wanna rub it off with my fingertips. No, they look so much better when they're completely bare.
I'm just afraid.
I want a larger robe.
Valdez with the band In the Whale. You're listening to Turtle. And right up next is our song 34-28-32, and it's right here on the playlist.
Come on, baby. fast hips that make you groove, girl. One more twist to set the room on fire. You got me captured with burning desire. Oh, come on, baby, let me see you move. You got those other hips that make you groove, girl. One more twist to set the room on fire. You got me captured with burning desire.
Back on the playlist, and with me from In the Whale is Nate. Nate, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
I am good. Let me plug your Facebook. Facebook.com/InTheWhale is where you can find them at. And we just heard the song 34, 28, 32. Now, are those the exact dimensions that you want in every girl that you date?
It's funny. Those were dimensions of a girl who I dated for a short amount of time.
So this girl is real.
Well, yeah. It's 34C is actually, I guess, it's a cup size as opposed to
semantics.
An exact direct measurement around. But thinking back on it, I mean, those measurements, it's kind of a small person.
Was she a small person, or she was just big on breasts, or what was going on?
Yeah, she was just big on the top, but everything else was really kind of just small. But she was very proud of her measurements for some reason, and I just thought that if she was proud of them, I could put it in the song somewhere.
What was she flattered when you showed her this song and the finishing mix?
Oh no, we had been broke up long before then. I don't even know if she's even heard the song. It'd be funny to go and find her, track her down, and send her a track.
We tracked her down, and on the phone with me. No, I'm just kidding.
That's funny.
No, but let's talk about your debut EP, Cake. I heard it summed up in one word: rock and fucking roll, man.
Hell yeah! Well, thank you. Yeah, it's only four songs, but it's a pretty good taste of what we're kind of doing right now, and it's awesome. We're having a good time with it.
Yeah, I'm interested in that these four songs are very like aggressive, you know what I mean? And like when I'm in the car, I just want to crank it up. Were you guys listening to the final mix in like a car to get that final like mix of like, oh, this is going to sound awesome? Because I know a lot of people, what they do is they go to like their crappiest speakers, and then they play their album and they say, hey, if it could sound good on a crappy speaker, then it could sound good anywhere.
Yeah, definitely. Every recording that we've ever done, we've done what they call the car test. After you get it kind of like mixed how you want it, you're in the tones or how everything's EQ'd, then you go and listen to it in the car. So it gives that kind of like, well, you're right, it does sound good in here, so it should sound good everywhere.
Now, you guys are going to be playing in South by Southwest, and I heard that you guys, in order to raise money, threw a big house party. How did that go?
It was awesome. It was. We had a lot of good local support out here in Denver. It's kind of a very unique music scene where all the musicians really, really help each other out. There's a lot of, I guess, locations. I have some friends in other bands in like Chicago or L.A., and they say it's very, very competitive, but it's kind of like a weird little oasis out here in Denver. So, yeah, we threw the party, and a lot of people came out. We had a lot of support from the local radio station, and it's been really, really, really positive.
Cool, cool. Did you raise a significant amount of money? And most importantly, were you guys barbecuing?
Oh, we were not barbecuing. It was actually very cold.
Oh, man, then it's not an official house party. I say that any house party has to have a barbecue for it to be official.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. Ask us back in the summer. We'll definitely have something being barbecued out here.
Yeah, I'm sure you got tons of exposure though with that, right?
Oh yeah, we house parties is a good way to get a lot of exposure, especially just to get word of mouth going, which I encourage bands to do if you're starting out. There's a lot of bands that are scared to do that, but I always say, if you can do it, go for it.
Cool. Well, we're going to give you a little bit more exposure as we play the next song, Woman, and we're going to have more with my guest in the Whale, all that coming up next right here on the playlist.
Listening to the playlist. If you like what you're hearing, check us out at facebook.com/inthewhale for more tracks.
She's got a daddy's car and she's heading your way.
facebook.com/inthewhale is where you could find them at. And Nate, so I hear that you guys are working on some sort of new concept video called Shit in the Whale Says. Is that true? Or
yeah, it's kind of like a little video series that we're kind of putting together, because here in the Denver music scene, we say a lot of weird shit. I guess we kind of a dark horse of the music scene.
What was the weirdest thing you did say? I'm curious. Now you piqued my interest. What's the weirdest thing you've said?
Oh man, I don't know. We just a lot of string profanities. Just it happens a lot at shows. Like I don't know. It's kind of hard to give a scenario, but yeah, just a lot of funny curse words come up. Made from us.
Yeah, I saw the video that you guys did off the last song that we played, which was Heels, which, by the way, I'm going to put on the blog so people can see the video. And
awesome.
Right. It was such a great, was that another house party that you guys did?
Yeah, we like I said before, we really, really like to do the house parties because it's kind of like at its core, the most pure form of a show. Yeah, it was actually a house party, and we just decided that we're going to film it, so we set up, got some friends and paid some people and got some cameras in there and did the whole thing.
Cool, and you know who else has a bunch of cameras? Enter the Shell, and you two can check and see all the things that we're doing on enterthesshell.com. You can check out our podcasts, our blogs, and of course all the amounts of video that we do. Now, Nate, you emailed me, right? You said, hey, I want to be featured on the playlist, and you emailed me, correct?
Absolutely.
Tell me, I know I was kind of, you know, it took about a month or two, you know, for me to respond, but I eventually responded, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so if you know any other band, or you know you're listening right now and you say, hey, I want to be featured on the playlist, email me turtle@entertheshell.com. Is there any other videos you guys are thinking about doing?
You know, we've been asked to kind of figure out something for our song Woman, which you've already heard. The reason being is it out of all the songs on this EP, apparently there's two, I guess, good enough for single quality. So we're trying to go and get something together currently for that song right now.
Cool. Well, we're going to be looking forward to what you guys are doing in the future. My guest has been Nate from In the Whale. Make sure to catch him, facebook.com/InTheWhale. Thanks again for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. You're doing a great thing.
I'm sitting outside your house, wanna take you out, but your daddy said I'm a bad seed, he don't want me around. Your daddy said I'm no good, he don't want me around. Yeah! I shall not move.